Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot new crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet you the deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock up 52. So line the one best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the.
Welcome to the show. Georgie gets me fired up every time I listen to it. I get fired up every time. Georgie Music on social media. JORGMUZIK. Georgie Music on social media. First time we met him, he's done two bangers for us now. First time we met him was at one of our Whiskey Stars and Cigars events. Just came up to me, said, "Hey, I'm a local rapper. I want to do a song for you guys." I'm like, "Fire one off." Heard it. Somebody says on the AOL instant chat room there, do the Arsenio woo-woo, Hawk. I was doing it, man. Dog pound.
You're right. Your dance moves are questionable, Hawk. I won't lie to you.
Listen, at 55 years old, yes, that has been litigated and judged many, many years ago.
The squirrel you do a lot. I like the squirrel.
Well, I could do the churn butter. Turn butter. Turn it the other way. Turn it the other way.
No, you was killing it back in the day at the club.
I was killing it back in the day. Man. As we sit here, there happens to be a ton of interesting sports stuff going on in South Florida. Hurricanes are ranked number two in the nation. Alex Donald's going to join us this hour. We're going to talk about that. But Canes are number two in the nation. The Panthers play tonight in Raleigh. It's preseason hockey, but we're getting super close to banner raising night. It's like a couple weeks away. So we're getting there. They play tonight. You've got the Dolphins getting ready for another primetime matchup. Whether you're excited about it or you dread it, They're getting ready for another primetime matchup. So we'll talk about that today. And the Miami Marlins continue one of the most shocking winning streaks in sports. They are still alive for the playoffs. They won last night in extra innings. They had to score in the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th innings in order to stay in that game and then win that game. They are doing something remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I'm trying to be low-key. I was going to wear my Marlins jersey today, but if I do, they're going to be bounced tonight. So I'm trying not to all of a sudden jump on board as if I've been ride or die with them all season long. What they are doing, though, at the end of the season here is remarkable.
Josh Appel, we were on yesterday, and, you know, he really, like, breaks down sports.
Yeah.
And I was jacked up about the Marlins. They have to go 6-0. The Mets and Reds have to go 1-5. The Giants and Diamondbacks have to go 4-2 at best. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen for them.
No. Understood. And now it's 5-0, by the way. There's five games left. Those are yesterday's numbers. There's five games left. But you're at September 24th. And again, the notion that this Marlins team, who, by the way, hasn't had Kyle Stowers, arguably their best player, in over a month now. This Marlins team, even with Kyle Stowers, was projected to be a 100-plus loss team. It was projected to be epically bad. The fact that they have clawed their way throughout the season, and especially the last few weeks, into a miracle situation that they are not mathematically eliminated. Now, they can be mathematically eliminated tonight. Tonight is the first night that they can actually be mathematically eliminated. I believe if they lose tonight and the Mets win tonight, I think. Hold on, I have this.
If they lose over the next five games.
No, so if the Marlins lose tonight, the Mets have to go 0-5 the remainder of their schedule. So if the Marlins go 5-0 and the Mets go 1-4 or worse, the Marlins are in. The Reds have to go 2-3 or worse. Diamondbacks 1-4 or worse.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, there's a lot of things that have to happen.
Cardinals.
It's not just the Mets going 1-4. The Reds have to go 2-3 or worse. Diamondbacks have to go 1-4 or worse. Cardinals have to go 3-1 or worse. If the Marlins lose tonight, the Reds have to go 1-4 or worse. In other words, and because the Mets have to go 0-5, if the Marlins were to lose tonight and the Mets were to win tonight, they are mathematically eliminated.
Done.
But regardless, it has been – I love the remarkable – it's why I bet 14-leg parlays. I love remarkable sports stories. Leicester City, Buster Douglas, you could go on and on, right? And this, again, it is teetering on being over. But this would be in that conversation for them to just make the playoffs. That's how remarkable it is what the Marlins have done. So I find it, I just find it to be a fascinating sports story.
And they're paying people like they own a Dollar Tree.
That's the thing. I mean, look at what the Mets payroll is. Look at what the Marlins payroll is. And remember, they shed payroll halfway during the season.
Yes. That it is amazing. So the story, the storyline point is amazing. I'm with you.
No matter what happens, though, the Marlins host the Mets the final three games of the season. No matter what happens. Because the reality is that the chances of them actually being a wild card team are very slim. Not impossible, very slim. We can ruin the Mets and ruin the Mets' chances at getting in the final three games. That, to me, is everything. Like, keep the stinking Mets from making the playoffs. I'll take that any day of the week.
But how many wins do the Marlins have? What's the...
The Marlins right now are at 77 and 80. I mean, 77 wins, 80 losses.
That's unbelievable. Do you realize the Marlins could finish the season at 500 or better? I mean, that's... If you go back and look at the way they were talked about, not just by us, admittedly baseball boobs, but by actual knowledgeable baseball pundits, for them to have a shot with five games remaining, of ending the season over 500? I mean, that would be unbelievable. I can't even begin to tell you what the odds would have been if you bet that before the season start, because I'm guessing the over-under on losses had to be in the 90s, right? Mid-90s, yeah. High 90s?
Easy.
So but enjoy it. That's fun. This is a fun sports story.
But doesn't that create the same hate for the ownership of what if we really spent some money? Because we have these minor league guys going 500. What if we went out and got three superstars like we had with Ozuna?
You could do it both ways, right? You could be the Mets and look at the Marlins and go, look how much money you're spending here. And this team who's spending no money has a chance to knock us out of the playoffs at the end of the season. Like, you could be the Mets and take the opposite approach and say, look, Marlins are doing it with 1/8 of your payroll. So it just depends however you want to curate the story.
I'm still mad about the Ozuna Yelich lineup that we got rid of.
That them one you got to get past.
Them boys can play some ball.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So the Marlins, they won. It was their 7th game in a row. And there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen, but man, is it fun. Miami Hurricanes tweeted out something interesting yesterday. The College Game Day appearance at the U was the second most watched regular season episode in the history of the show. The second most watched in the history of ESPN airing College Game Day. So I was going to ask this to Donald. How do you extrapolate that? What does it mean to you when you hear that?
Whew, you know what? And I watched it. Nick Saban's cussing there. Like, it was
McAfee's jumping off the high dive.
It's the Hawk. I know. You know what? You're laying me up to say the U is back is what you're doing.
Well, I'm laying you up to say there is a national appetite for a relevant Miami Hurricanes football team.
100%. 100%. I will agree with that. If Miami's good, it's better than Oregon being good. It's better than Washington State being good.
Yes. It piques the national interest for whatever reason. My guess is for the reason of the 80s when they were so dominant and they were walking off the airplane in fatigues. That's my reason. But there is a national appetite for a good, great Miami Hurricanes football program.
My reason is I got to go back when I was coming out of college, when it was DJ Williams and Vilma. Sapp would just left. The Ken Dorsey time, CP, Clinton Portis, and Frank Gore, and all of those guys, they built up something with that damn hat you have on, which you have a U hat on right now. And you honestly, you sit and wait for them to get back to that, to having four Hall of Fame running backs on your roster. That's what they had at some point. They had four All-Americans on their roster. You are used to that. And guys, like, you're further back. You're talking about the 80s. I'm talking about early 2000s, late 90s, when it was just they're better than people. The U is better than people. We can go out. We don't even have to practice, and we'll beat half the teams in the nation. That's what people are used to, and they made something out of that emblem that you have on. And you almost sit around and wait and say, damn. And you hate watch. A lot of us hate watch, especially Canes.
Well, I think that might be part of it as well, that people were hate watching Saturday because they go, oh, they don't even have a campus on stadium. I wonder if anyone's going to show up. That place is going to be tumbleweeds. Like, and it ended up being a commercial for the University of Miami. But I believe there's a lot of hate watching going on as well.
A campus on stadium.
Yeah, I heard
that. Is that what I said? A campus on stadium?
Campus on stadium. Yeah,
that's why it got screwed up in the 70s. Someone proposed a campus on stadium. I said, well, we're not going to do that. That makes no sense. We want to have our campus where the campus is. Why would we put our campus at the Orange Bowl? And the whole thing went to hell after that.
Hey, y'all get a campus on stadium, boy. You got something going. But it was.
Somebody puts on the chat, why are you a Marlins company man all of a sudden trying to get tickets? Yeah, it's a tough ticket to get. I'm devoting a lot of time of the show to stroking the Marlins because that's a really tough ticket to get. I have a tougher time getting movie tickets at the Cinemark than I do Marlins tickets. But I appreciate you playing along.
I might have went to that Marlins game a couple weekends ago, and I matriculated down to about the third row very easily.
I believe they'll pay you about $11, $12 to go to a Marlins game.
But, hey, man, I didn't know the pool with the dorms overlooking the pool and the lake and all that stuff. Man, y'all done did it right down there.
Been there forever, man. just stroll on down to Coral Gables.
Yeah, well, it's about $170,000 a year, so I don't want to take my kids.
Hey, Hawk, isn't there a national appetite? No joke, and I'm not taking anything away from the Canes because I think even more so with the Canes. But for Miami teams to be good, because people in the Northeast, you know, these like heritage sports cities, don't think Miami, the city of Miami, deserves good sports teams because we're not real fans and we'd rather go to the beach and we'd rather go to 11. Right.
They bought that big three era team. Right. Like everything always has a caveat when it comes to Miami sports.
People love to hate the city of Miami when it comes to sports. They love to hate the city of Miami, but I think even more so with the Canes because they invented swagger. They were the first team to really just like say bleep you to the rest of the country. It's great for college football, for the University of Miami to be not just like prominent, but to be one of the best teams in NCAA. I don't care what anybody says. It's great for college football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Michigan's like that. Alabama, Saban created Alabama to be like that. Like, you're so used to them being good that it's great for this sport for them to be good. And the U hasn't been good in a while, but it's good for college football, to your point, for them to be good and hate watch or love watch, whichever way it is, you're going to watch the Canes if they play primetime.
I think Bear Bryant did it for Alabama before Saban. I do think they were on the college football map.
Then they, when I was coming out, they fell off.
Yeah.
Like the early 2000s, like nobody, I wasn't, Alabama recruited me. I laughed when I got their letters. I'm not going to Alabama.
Saban put them back on the map for sure.
Like, oh, they, no doubt.
Because didn't they beat UM in the Rose Bowl or maybe the Cotton Bowl back in the 90s? And it was like a big win for Alabama. It had been a while since they had been that good again.
That the Sugar Bowl?
Maybe.
There's a Sugar Bowl. Ohio State's getting there. They're in that conversation now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, he texts me. He goes, here's the craziest stat of all time. That 2001 Canes team you were talking about, Crowder. If the offense never scored that season, the team would have ended 8-4.
Bro, when
Can you comprehend that stat? If the offense never scored the entire season, that team ends 8-4.
Bro, I didn't bring up Andre Johnson. I visited UM at that time, the summer of 01. I graduated 02. I had an unofficial visit to UM. When I was walking through the weight room, there was 11 Hall of Famers in there.
And Dan Cilio.
Listen, and Larry Coker couldn't even put a sentence together, but they had so much talent on that team. It was crazy. That's what people are waiting for again. And I hate to say it because I'm a Gator. Mario is putting together some squads right now. And it's good. It's good for college football.
You want to talk about not being able to put a sentence together? You should have seen Coach Dennis Erickson at Corbett Sports Bar on US1 on a Thursday night. Holy mackerel. Man, all right, let's do a quick look at the headlines here.
Larry Coker looked like a baby owl.
Headlines brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
It took me and Appel about 3 hours to figure out that I'm going to say something after a crater yesterday.
He said, what?
No. I just make a noise after he says crater. Okay.
What?
Larry Coker coached the UTSA Roadrunners after he coached Miami. He was there for 8 years almost.
He was going to be the Schnellenberger of that program. That program didn't exist till he got down there.
Yeah. Well, it never really took off while he was there either.
No, it did not.
Larry Coker didn't know what he was doing. He just had monsters running around that field.
He was. Who's the Cowboys Super Bowl winning coach we've talked about before?
Oh.
Jimmy.
I just inherited
all Tom the Landry, players. And,
Tom Landry or no, Barry Switzer? Tom Landry.
Yeah, Switzer.
Barry Switzer just had to stand there like Larry Coker did. And
hey, guys, go play football. Okay.
Oh, Tom Landry's the guy with the hat, right? Didn't we do a – we've done that before. Yeah. All right, guys. The Miami Heat.
Oh, goodness.
Have brought back one of the greatest draft picks in Heat history, right? In Precious Achiuwa, he's back.
Isn't this last year in Josh Richardson? Didn't we do this same story right about this time?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
I feel like it's a repeat of that story. That worked out well.
Jay Rich, one of the greatest second round picks in Heat history. There's no doubt about it. If not the greatest second round pick in Heat history.
Who are we talking about?
Precious Achiuwa, of course. Welcome back, Precious.
Precious.
Welcome back.
So you got Bam, you got Khalil Ware, and now Precious Achiuwa. Probably the deepest center position in or unit in the entire NBA, if you ask me.
If I ask you a lot
of
things.
That's why no one asks you.
Yeah, come on. We got Precious.
Los Madelines tonight. They're at the Philadelphia Phillies. It's going to be a 6:45 p.m. game tonight for the Fish.
All right.
And Hawk mentioned it briefly, but the Florida Panthers tonight take on the Carolina Hurricanes in preseason.
About that.
You know what we didn't talk about? Bam giving his old lady the MVP trophy.
Asia Wilson, yeah.
That was pretty cool, man.
Well, they're public now?
Yeah, they've come out.
Or does he just keep showing up wherever she happens to be?
It's no
because
secret.
If they're not public, he's a stalker.
She's crying, he's crying, everybody's crying.
Horrible.
Hey, came out, he handed her the trophy. It was a cool moment. I don't know, but they don't post pictures together.
No.
From what I see, they don't post pictures together.
Bam is not cutesy.
No.
Like, Bam is
old
not
school.
Cutesy. He is old school.
Yeah. I want to invest in that baby, though.
That baby's going to have some genes. Holy mackerel.
I want to sign him now to Crowder Enterprises. That baby's about to be a monster.
Yeah, it was the Sugar Bowl that they lost to in Alabama.
Yeah, told you. All right, your weather. your weather. Any, Hawk, we were off yesterday, but any hot takes, just to get out of the way, we have a second here. The Lions beating the Ravens on Monday Night Football. I know Appel and Crowder talked about it a lot yesterday, but just Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down, and now the Ravens 1-2. Derrick Henry, another fumble, costly fumble for that team.
I think the Ravens have another tough game this weekend, don't they?
Yeah, the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I listened to Brandon Noble yesterday. Mm-hmm. You and Appel had him on, and you guys were talking about like the elite quarterbacks and the elite teams, and man. I feel bad for Lamar Jackson, but I don't know, like, for whatever reason, like, it was Mark Andrews last year, right? Dropped yep. Two passes, I think. He dropped the two-point conversion, and I don't know, man. Something about that Ravens team. I put money on the Ravens. I thought that they were going to handle Detroit, and it was fun. It was the exact kind of game I wanted at the beginning, just back and forth, but yeah, I don't know. I was surprised by that outcome.
Dan Campbell. And, oh, yeah, Solana is a little cutesy with your little tweet earlier. I did see it.
Mm. Cover tight ends better. Don't blame me.
I haven't watched the I just saw the tweet, but I haven't watched the highlight yet.
YB was supposed to have him. You see, I turn around and look, YB, where you at? YB cover four.
I guess the Dolphins' defensive scheme was YB covers two guys. Danny Crowder covers nobody.
I was zoned up. I was low zone. He was high zone.
Crowder, you weren't even close.
But the best part is you can see in the video Crowder pointing backwards. If you don't know what I'm talking about, David Fiorenz tweets out, F it, Dan Campbell playing days highlights. And it's Dan Campbell making plays as a tight end for the Lions at the 2-minute mark. I tweeted it, 2:01 mark. They're playing the Dolphins, red zone play inside the five. Dan Campbell catches a touchdown, wide open, back of the end zone, nobody near him. I go back, I rewind the tape. Guess who's lined up against him at the line of scrimmage? 52, Channing Crowder.
We're not in man. We're in cover four. I got the low zone.
I don't know about that.
I got the low zone. YB got the high zone. That's why I pointed.
Somebody tweets at me, and I guess I should clarify this if it got people confused. He said, how is it possible that if they never scored a TD, they would be 8-4? You can't win games with no points. They had to have had field goals.
Good point.
No, the defense scored. That's how dominant the defense was. The defense scored so many points in so many games, they would have ended 8-4 if you took away all the offensive scores. That's why that stat is so amazing. If that the way you heard it, sir, is impossible.
There's no way this dude was down here in 2001 and know what that team had.
That team was something. We used to have Jared Payton on talking about that running back room. You were talking about having the four Pro Bowl running backs. I mean, Jared Payton couldn't sniff the field.
Ken Dorsey was the quarterback.
That's the Pro Bowl from 07 to 10 in the NFL. It's just hurricanes.
Clinton Portis, Davenport, McGahee, Gore, Jared Payton. Then you get to Andre Johnson, Jeremy Shockey, Kellen Winslow, Bryant McKinney. That Big Vern was there. Brett Romberg. I'm telling you, I walked on the campus and I'm looking around like, this is crazy. They ran out of scholarships. I've told the story. Yeah. Vernon Hargreaves II, because his son played in the league too. They called me and they said, are you going to be a Cane? And I said, well, it's still my junior summer. We're running out of scholarships. If you want to be a Cane, you got to commit now. And I said, no, I'm going to take my official visits. That they were loaded, man. If you go through that, Vince Wilfork.
It's like one of those situations where you go, they need me. Do I need them as badly as they need me? And for a lot of players, they needed the team more than the team needed them.
Jonathan Vilma, DJ Williams, Philip Buchanan, Mike Rump, Ed Reed, Entrell Roll. But come on, man. Yes. Yeah. They could have flipped the defense to offense and scored more points than most teams in the league.
They allowed 9.8 points per game, so less than 10 points. And I think we have to look this up, but I'm pretty sure I remember reading that the 2001 Miami Hurricanes did not allow a sack, the offensive line specifically. We have to look that up, but I'm pretty sure.
I don't believe Ken Dorsey got sacked in his entire collegiate career. I think it's more than just that one season. I don't think Ken Dorsey got sacked in his entire collegiate career. John Ruth will let me know.
Yeah. All right. Your weather. It's been raining on and off in South Florida. And keep an eye. I don't think we're going to be affected, but just in case, keep an eye on the tropics in the Atlantic. That's your weather.
By the way, Whittingham is doing the Inter Miami game tonight. And so I told him to hop on with us if he wants. Whittingham's on the call tonight. He very rarely gets that magnitude of game. And so he said, just depending on how things are going at the stadium, maybe he'll hop on with us in the 4 o'clock.
Big game. I didn't mention in the headline talk. I was going to say it later. Big game. They're playing on a baseball field tonight at New York City FC at Yankee Stadium.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. All right. Alex Dono is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Is there any possibility that Billy the Marlin is a bird?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Our friend Alex Dono is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk a little Canes with him, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes gear is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. Alex Dono hosts the Locked On Canes podcast, fills in for us occasionally as well. He'll be filling in for us one day next week, and we always enjoy talking football with him. What do you think the line would be for Canes at FSU? I'm just spitballing here. I have no idea if I'd be in the ballpark or not.
There was a publication that put a line out. Like, I don't think you can actually bet on it right now on the Hard Rock app or on a sports book, but somebody put out a number that was around 6 or 7, 6.5 or 7 in Miami's favor. But again, like, I don't put a whole lot of stock into that until I see how Florida State looks against Virginia, because that's going to tell us a lot. And I give FSU a lot of credit. Week one, Bama didn't know what hit him. Like, they smacked Bama in the mouth. But since then, they've played East Texas A&M and Kent State. Then they had a bye week. So I expect them to beat Virginia, but I think Virginia is off to a pretty good start, especially on offense. So I'll probably have I'm sure the handicappers will have a better idea after the Florida State UVA game.
Not a fedora? You got a fedora on, big man?
I don't know what you call this. It's like a well, I don't think this is a fedora, but it's some kind of I wanted to try to look as Italian as possible for you guys. That was my mission today.
The flat hat?
Too early to drink spritzes.
Flat hat? The flat hat?
The flat hat. Oh, yeah. Got my flat hat on.
Flat hat. Love a flat hat.
The Canes are legit. We know. Is Florida State legit? Because, like, little quarterback's fun to watch, but I don't know if that's going to take them over the edge.
I mean, I know that the little quarterback, as you call him, Tommy Castellanos, is like really excited to be with Gus Malzahn, because that's who recruited him out of high school, recruited him to UCF. And so Malzahn, who's the OC now at Florida State, obviously thinks that Castellanos is the perfect quarterback to run his offense. They've been running over people so far. I mean, again, take it with a grain of salt, but they had 8 touchdown runs against Kent State the other day. So they've been having a lot of fun, and Castellanos has hit a lot of like deep balls. They haven't really had much of an intermediate passing game, but to answer your question, I don't know what to make of Florida State. Like, it's obvious they're dramatically better than they were last year, because last year they probably beat Kent State by a touchdown if they played them. They were so bad last year. But I don't know how quickly can you really turn a team from 2-10 into a team that can legitimately contend for a conference championship and a playoff spot. If Mike Norvell actually did that, then it's like one of the greatest coaching turnarounds in history. I know it's easier now, I guess, with the transfer portal and stuff, but I don't know. Like, I find it hard to believe that Florida State is really as good as they've looked so far. I guess we'll find out.
Somebody texts in, by the way, the early line on FanDuel is Canes -4.5.
Okay. So there is a line on there. I don't know. Maybe
an early line. Who knows? Again, there'll be some changing. That'll change a little bit leading up to the game, obviously. Let me ask you what I asked Crowder and Solana at the beginning of the show today. We saw yesterday College Game Day on the UM campus last Saturday, the second highest rated game day in ESPN history, regular season history. So I was asking them, how do you extrapolate that? What does that mean to you? What does it say to you? I was saying, for me, it says, hey, there is a national appetite for a successful Miami Hurricanes football program. Solana pointed out, Crowder pointed out, there's also a little hate watching too. I think people want to see a sparse crowd at the campus, a fan base that doesn't particularly care because they don't have a stadium on campus. And they got the exact opposite. I'm curious what it means to you to know that this matchup was the second highest rated game day in their history.
I think you're both right. I think there's a lot of people who, for positive reasons, have been waiting for Miami to be good again, because it's exciting when Miami's good. People remember, you know, even some of like the kids who weren't old enough to watch the 2001 team, like they've seen the U documentaries, like people are aware of the history. But then to Solana's point, it's a lot of hate watching going on. But Miami brings that out in people. Like, and it's not just the Hurricanes. It's the city of Miami, but it's especially the Hurricanes because people love to hate on them, especially in the Jimmy Johnson days. And also, Miami's just, it's a beautiful place. Like, the campus is beautiful, looked great on TV. You know, the McAfee high dive thing was hilarious. I thought Kachuk did a really good job as the guest picker. Like, it was a really entertaining episode of College Game Day. Like, I go out of my way every Saturday, maybe not to watch the whole 3 hours, but I watch at least a few segments every week of College Game Day. And some of the episodes are really forgettable. I thought that was a really good episode overall. So I'm not surprised it did well. But I mean, Miami is a team that, you know, even when Miami isn't good, you always have the national media rolls with their narrative of, oh, they win one big game. It's like, are the Canes back? Is Miami back? And then as soon as Miami loses a game, the media just dumps all over Miami. Like, it's, people used to do the same thing with Texas, right? When Texas was sort of maybe on the way back, or the Longhorns back, and then they're not. They're terrible. I mean, look at the way people are piling on Arch Manning in Texas right now. Like, Miami is one of those programs that I just think, even when they've not been good for the better part of the last 20 years, they're still relevant. Like, people still think about Miami and they pay attention to Miami.
Dono, through four games, what's one thing? I'll give you an example. I knew up front the trenches, the Canes were going to dominate because everybody, including you on Locked On Canes, has been adamant. Like, hey, Mario's got his guys up front on both sides of the football. But I was taken aback at how great the receivers have been, considering you lost really good receivers last year, either to the NFL or to the transfer portal. And I just wasn't sure. New quarterback, new receivers, how is that going to work? But what's like one thing that you're surprised or shocked at how great it's been for the University of Miami football team? Because I think there's a lot of places you can look on the field and say, wow, they're exceeding expectations here.
Well, since you brought up a couple good examples, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path. They've really impressed me on special teams so far. You know, part of it is their transfer kicker. They have two transfer kickers, and the one who won the job is not the one I expected to win the job, Carter Davis, who transferred from FAU. This dude's been perfect so far this year, including 53 yarder yeah. He just made against Florida, made the 48 yard game winning kick against Notre Dame. He was 4 for 11 at FAU. Like, how is he doing what he's doing right now? And it's also the coverage, and it helps that Davis has been booming everything through the end zone. So Miami gave up 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns last year, which was, you know, kind of embarrassing. The punting's been really good. The coverage has been really good. So I would say special teams, because special teams, people didn't talk about it that much because the defense was also not good. That was a more obvious thing. But special teams was also a liability last year in a lot of ways, and they've looked really good so far this year.
And not only just the additions, like the bringing in Cam Ward for a year, Heisman Trophy candidate, bringing in Carson Beck, Heisman Trophy candidate. And now you're saying, like, the transfer portal is changing things. But I keep telling people when they ask me, look around the team, look at the O-line, look at, like, they're building – from within. Mario's building from within, where you want to look at the big names coming in, but these trenches are killing people. Like, they know I get excited. Like, I almost get a little excited when Reuben Bain's name gets brought up, because he might be the best player in the nation at what he does. Like, the overall, the big names are there, but overall, this roster has been adjusted. Like you said, how long does it take to change a roster? It took what? It took Mario 3 years, 4 years. Now they have some dogs out there.
Yeah, and it starts up front, like you mentioned, Crowder. And one of the reasons why I think Miami's one of the two or three best teams in the country right now, I mean, the AP's got him in number two, is because when you've got a strong offensive line and a strong defensive line and a strong running game, like, that stuff travels really well, and it's a good thing to lean on. Like, when things were starting to get, you know, looking a little dicey against Florida, when the momentum was going over to the Gators after they scored a touchdown and Beck threw the interception, the next time they get the football, Mario Cristobal is going pound the rock, and they run 10 times in a 13 play touchdown drive and just really just out muscled the opposition and wore them out. And we've seen them able to do that. They did it against Notre Dame. They did it against South Florida. And, you know, Bethune-Cookman, if that even counts. But they've been doing that all season long. And then you talk about Bain. And he's having himself a season, Crowder. 22 quarterback pressures already, had 10 against Florida. And like Florida's offensive line had actually graded out pretty well before the Miami game. I'm not saying their offense is good, but their offensive line had graded out pretty well. And Bane was in the backfield constantly. He was against Notre Dame as well. And I think it also, it really helps Bane that Akeem Mezidore, also on that defensive line, is having like almost as good of a season as Bane is. So you can only double him so much, because if you pay too much extra attention to Bane, then Mezidore is going to kill you and vice versa. So the group has been really, really exciting. I mean, you know, we saw some miscues with the passing game against Florida, which Miami's going to try to correct again before they take on Florida State. But when you can lean on the trenches and lean on a good running game, you can go pretty far in college football.
Dono, do you remember the name of Renshaw's cat?
Nova.
Yeah, very good. I wanted to see if that was something that's still, yeah, you'll never forget, right? If I say to you, is that my cat in here? You get the shakes. Like, is that a PTSD moment for you?
I do. That happened. I want to say it was 2013. It was like, or 2014. I think 2013. So we're talking 12 years. I remember that whole show like it was last week. Like I can just picture myself back in the old, what you used to call the dying space capsule, the old
the Apollo WQAM studios. Dying space capsule studio.
Is that my cat over there? Did you know when you
walked in that day that it was going to be a rough day? Was he in rough shape?
Yeah, when I saw him come up the stairs and he was like talking to himself going up the stairway, I knew we were in for a day.
Have you spoken to him since? Have you spoken to Renshaw at all since that day, Dono?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I honestly don't know how to read. Like I have no ill will. Like it's, I just haven't spoken. Like, I just want to make that clear. Like, don't think I don't like the guy or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody has an off show every now and then.
What about Stooge Knight? You remember him?
The Stooge Knight?
Of course I do. Stooge Knight. And what was it? Cleland Farrell.
Had to bring that up, huh?
The award-winning golf updates.
Yeah, we have to do a beyond Horschel.
Everybody remembers, Hawk. Everybody remembers.
We have to do a segment one day of just Dono, you know, radio memories, radio nightmares. Because I've always maintained my Mount Rushmore of radio moments on WQAM are all you. None of them are me. And they're my own.
But I was just a bystander, though. Like, I was just.
It's you and
Renshaw.
Well,
the ambient thing, I had something to do with
that. It's you and Stooge Knight. It's the ambient thing. All my great radio moments are just me laughing at your moments.
America.
I mean, I feel like I should write a book, but I think only Mark Hockman would buy the book. I don't think anyone else would buy it.
I would pre-order it on Amazon right now. Put it up there. I will.
You'd be the only one.
Alex Dono, maybe Nova the Cat could do the foreword. Alex Dono, check out the Locked On Canes podcast. Dono will be filling in for us on Thursday next week as well. Thank you, Dono.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Alex Dono, man. He is fun. I have so many memories, and they're all his. I'm just bogarted all his radio memories and made them my own.
And he's such the nicest person in the world that gets caught in this.
The nicest person in the world, and he is caught up in just the biggest radio nonsense. He's like, finally, I got past the Renshaw thing. I'll be fine. Here's our new sports anchor guy. Be on. Be Horschel. Like, what did I do?
At least Renshaw was on drugs. I was sober. Renshaw had an excuse. I walked in.
You were on top of your game.
I was on a juice cleanse. I was in there like as sober as I've ever been.
Yeah, I don't know who these guys are. Oh, really?
I'm finally passing Renshaw and over the cat.
Stooge Knight, Leland.
What's his name again?
For all you hip hop heads out there.
What's his name again?
Poor Dono.
Cleveland.
War stories, man. Dono's got war stories.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
It's a chain thing. You wouldn't understand. You!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.